It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Thursday, August 27th, 2026. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. We've got a lot to do and just a little time to do it. So, let's get into it. 654-ROAR is the number if you want to get in. Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. It is the day of our Roar College Football Kickoff Show presented by Bud Light. Live at Southern Weaving Food Hall. Yes! And the crowd goes wild. Yes, we have arrived. It is here. We are doing it. And that means today I have to know how I feel about everything. This is my deadline. I have worked and talked myself into a pretzel all off season about everything, but today you will know how I truly feel about everything. We want to know how you feel about everything. Also, we want you to interact with us on the show today. I'm not telling you not to, but if you come to Southern Weaving tonight, there will be an opportunity for interaction live during the show with all of us. So we're excited about that. We're excited about the way we're going to talk about college football today and just the chance to hang out with you today. If you have not made plans or if you have made semi-plans, if you have plans that can be changed, everybody has a friend who makes a plan unless something better comes along. Let us be your better thing that comes along. Ben Milstead, how are you today, sir?
You don't even want to know, Quack. You don't even, I am jacked today.
Oh, good, good, good.
I almost ran laps around the building before the show just to get rid of some of this energy. Cannot wait for tonight. Looking forward to the show today. All of that. So I hope to see a huge turnout tonight. I know that we will have that at Southern Weaving. Dear old mom and dad even called me earlier today, said they're coming. Said, oh yeah, I've seen that place. It's new. I hear great things. So I'm going to be there. I want you to be there. It'll be a little different format from what we've done in the past. And we're going to have, you know, a couple of guests. Am I saying this? Davos, is it Swiney? Sweeney? How do you pronounce that?
I'm going with Swiney, but okay. We're gonna have to double check.
Dabo Swinney will be on with. Have you noticed how many people misspell his name on social media?
Sweeney.
It's
Sweeney.
It's not Sydney Sweeney. It's Dabo Swinney. They're spelled differently.
Is there anybody that's been in like very like high scrutiny public life for almost 20 years that gets their name misspelled on a regular basis more than this guy?
I truly think it is since Sydney Sweeney became I'm dead serious. I did not notice this, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, but all of a sudden I do. Anyway, Dabo Sweeney will be on with us. Shane Beamer will be on with us. Really glad we got that worked out. And he's always gracious with his time. So appreciate both of those coming on with us. Our great sponsors of the event from Bud Light, they're going to be there. They're going to have some giveaways, some cool things to do. One of the giveaways, all you have to do is write your name and phone number on a little piece of paper, drop it in a box, and you will be registered to win 2 tickets to their fan experience thingy do. That's kind of under, last year it was up under the scoreboard right beside the hill. For the Georgia Southern game. And it's that simple. You don't have to, you know, give us a social security number or anything like that.
Just not yet.
Name and phone number. We drop it in there, and that's only so we can tell you at the end of the show tonight who the winner of that great prize is going to be.
If you win the prize and you're not there, you're going to hate yourself. I'll just throw that out there. You better just stay the whole time. Don't give up on it. You better stay the whole time.
The what was the other? Oh, a texter asked about T-shirts. Yeah, our station shirts are going to be there tonight. And they ask how much they cost. You know, tonight and tonight only, they are free. Now, we're not giving one to you and your grandma and your sister-in-law's aunt, all that stuff. You know, if you want a T-shirt, we'll have a limited number available for free. After that, they're probably going to cost you, because that money goes to Tigers for Tatas campaign. But tonight is about you, the listener, and we're going to give those to you. And if you've seen our social media, got a little sneak peek what they look like. And as I said yesterday, every red-blooded American loves this T-shirt. We all will proudly wear this T-shirt. Doesn't matter who you pull for. Doesn't matter who your team is on Saturday. This is more about your team 24/7.
Correct. And that's all we got to say about that. I had a thought, and immediately I was like, you idiot, you're 37. You can't get away with this anymore. I had a thought that during the 3 hours, I would sample one food item from every single food location in the venue. And I started thinking about what that would be, and I realized I would need way more than 3 hours. Somebody can do that. Somebody out there will show up today with the goal of eating chicken, pizza. Is there a tacos, like a Mexican place in there? There's a burger place. Ice cream, coffee, and oysters. Somebody is going to do that. I think I just hit them all.
Did you say pizza?
I did say pizza.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Somebody out there is going to do that. Sample something from every single food place. I would encourage somebody to not everybody. If it ain't for you, it's not for you. Don't kill yourself. But somebody will want to do that.
I found out when we booked this event that several of my coworkers get takeout from there on the reg, and no one bothered to tell me. No one said, "Hey Ben, I know you're on the air during lunch. Would you like us to go order you some food and bring it back?" No one's ever said that to me. And after seeing their menu at their website, it really irritates me, if I'm being honest.
You know, we can fix that tonight. We can fix that tonight. Everything you've ever wanted from there and never got it for lunch, you can get that. We have gotten more texts about Ha-Sung Kim in the first segment. We haven't even talked about the Braves.
You know, let me just tell you this. Lake Murray Michael says, "I want a T-shirt, but I'm still on a ship off the coast of Canada and won't make it there tonight."
Nah, man.
Listen, if you're on a ship off the coast of Canada and you regularly text us from different parts of the world, I'm going to say, you know, just send me your credit card number and I'll hook you up. No one feels sorry for you, Lake Murray Michael, rubbing in that you're on a ship, man, off the coast of Canada.
Right off of Canada. The 51st state. We're talking about that again. There's all sorts of Canada jokes. My X feed is full of Canada jokes right now. Michael, I hope you're enjoying off the coast of Canada while we enjoy our T-shirts. Even trade, I think. Even trade. Man, you'll get one. All right. 654 Roar if you'd like to get in. 654-767. We have a lot to get to today. What was your reaction? Because I know you're watching live. When Ha-Sung Kim steps to the plate for the first time in a game with an opportunity to win the game, but also with two outs.
Quack, my mom and dad might be listening. My pastor might be listening. My wife might be listening. I cannot adequately express on the air how I felt in that moment, or the things that I might have said or thought. Last night's game, Braves beat the Dodgers. Last night's game is the maddest I've ever been at multiple times of the game that resulted in a victory. And there's a few elements of said game. I'm going to need Braves fans to perhaps talk me off the ledge a couple of times instead of the other way around. Maybe today Scott in Greenville has to talk me off the ledge on something instead of the other way around. But if you could have picked anyone in the stadium to be the most unlikely hero, and you included Kim in that conversation, he would not have, he might have won the contest for being the most unlikely.
That's true.
The, you know, the older gentleman sitting on the front row that you could see behind left-handed batters.
All the pitchers.
The young person sitting behind the Dodgers dugout that they kept showing. I would have said, hey, you know, bring them on down. I like my odds better with those people than Kim.
Ben, I want to tell you, it was an easy, let's go to extras. When you see Kim walk up to the plate, which, by the way, Ben asked it when it came in, and it took me a while this morning to unwind this. And, in fact, I didn't even remember. I had to go back and look again what happened. When they pinch ran for Murphy after he let off the ninth with a single, which the bum Acuna couldn't get the run in and just make that work perfectly. You get a single, a pinch runner, and then a double. Second, third, nobody out in a tie game, and you can't get the run in is an absolute joke, okay? That was in the eighth. So then you don't get that run in. You go to the ninth. Kim has to stay in the game and play defense. You lose the DH, okay? No. Kim pinch hits in the ninth. He wasn't a pinch runner. Kim, see, that's what I'm telling you. It took me like four times to figure this out, and I still don't know. Kim pinch hits in the ninth because they pinch ran and then lost the DH when Baldwin went in the game at catcher. That's what happened. So that's why Kim has to pinch hit. They don't have really anybody on the bench. They've used a lot of their bench. And so he comes to the plate. Ben, he had not registered a base hit in a game. Do you know the day? Do you know the last day he had gotten a hit in a game?
I know he had not even had an at-bat in 11 days. And I'm guessing you probably had to go back 30 days since he got a hit. Just spitballing here.
Oh, 30 days would have been glorious.
I'm glad I did not have this information last night.
It had been 84 days since the last time Ha-Seong Kim got a major league base hit. You know what had not happened? The Chicago Bears were in Chicago, Ben, the last time Ha-Seong Kim got a base hit in a game. The New York Knicks had not won the NBA Finals the last time Ha-Seong Kim got a hit in a game. Ben, I can't. It was before the U.S. Open. It was 3 weeks before the U.S. Open. Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the UK, had not stepped down the last time. And that happened a while ago. The political nerds, you know what I'm talking about right there. Like, so many things happen that are like, oh, man, that happened a zillion years ago. That had not happened the last time Ha-Seong Kim got a hit in a big league game. 84 days since the last time he got a hit. And he does it against the Dodgers, which is amazing. He does it in dramatic fashion with two outs, where you really, if you're a Braves fan, you're honest with yourself, you're thinking this thing's going extras. Ben, I did not think that Dodgers Braves from Tuesday night could be topped, but I think last night's game was better.
Yeah, I wasn't even, yes, extra innings, but I was actually thinking this is a loss because you're going to go to extras and all of your strategic pieces have already been played. You don't have a DH. You don't have any great options even going into extra innings. So
Texter does get in with a good point. We'll go to break on this. We'll talk about more on the other side. From the 864, says, Walt Weiss said after the game, the pitch is really tough on lefties. Tanner Scott is brutal on lefties. He is, it's impossible to hit him. His slider sweep are so good. So you want to bring in a righty, even somebody who couldn't hit the broadside of a barn like Kim.
Yeah, and I'm not upset with Weiss, because he went all in the eighth when he lost the DH, and you know, I just didn't realize that he had lost it, because you know it wasn't talked about until just not paying attention. I'm not thinking about roster in that moment when they brought in a pinch runner. So I would have gone all in the eighth with bases loaded as well there. And then you have the most unlucky double play turned against you. I mean, bounces off shortstop's gloves straight to second base and easy double play.
More of this conversation when we return. 654 Roar is the number. Plenty of football to discuss today as well. Hour one continues next.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. Join Ashby Mixit and me live on...
Is giving me, like, five excuses for why he can't come up, he, she, it, can't come up with Ronald Acuna Jr.'s individual runners left on base in the month of August.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
That includes ChatGPT.
That's why.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So I'm just going to have to go on feel. Sorry. Just going to have to feel it out, okay?
Your day is ruined because there is a stat that you cannot find.
And you know what? And I used to be able to find it, Ben. I used to could, which is a great word, by the way. In the annals of words that only matter in the South, used to could is maybe my favorite. Used to could. One word.
Used to could and want to.
We used to could, want to.
Want to?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Those are my
right.
favorite. I still use those today.
All right. Texter says this. Acuna did not loaf. He was going to throw behind Ohtani. Olsen was not on first per Walt. Now the question is, why throw behind?
No. Sorry. Disagree. Don't care who said that. Disagree. That is a loaf. That is a loaf. If you have watched that Joker play baseball this year, last year, year before, it's very common with him. And the Dodgers and Shohei Ohtani had scouted that, which is why Ohtani was ready to run. Brilliant move by him. He knew that the moment Acuna dropped his arm, he made a wide turn anticipating Ronald Acuna was going to loaf at that ball, because he does it all the stinking time. Listen, I love the guy. I'm a card-carrying member of the Ronald Acuna fan club. I do. But he frustrates the heck out of me with how he plays the outfield in those situations with the assumption that it's going to be a single. Ohtani makes a wide turn knowing he's going to do that, and he timed it perfectly. Didn't even really need to slide into second. And you are doing that against someone who has one of the most elite outfield arms in the entire game, but you were so certain in a crucial part of the game that you could make it to second because you knew he was going to loaf. Sorry, totally disagree. If you feel that like a professional outfielder, that's never even a thought for Ohtani.
Ben, I'm going to even assume that that is correct. That Acuna was trying to throw behind first base and Matt Olson wasn't looking or wasn't there or whatever. Which, I mean, honestly, Matt Olson's, you got to look. If the ball's in the outfield and you're the first baseman, the ball's gone by you, be on the bag and look in just in case, okay? But here's the thing. If you throw behind a runner at first base, or in this case, you would like to throw behind a runner at first base, and that runner gets to second base, you're a bum. Your fault. The easiest thing in the world is just throw it to second. Why in the world did Ronald Acuna have the idea to throw behind Shohei Ohtani in the first place? Let's say it's not a physical loaf. It's a mental loaf. It's a mental loaf at minimum. What's your deal, man? Keep him over there. You're in a tight ball game at this point. There is no reason in the world for you to try to throw behind Ohtani at first base. None. Zero. I don't see any reason why any reasonable person would do that. Ben, this is not the first time, even recently, this is not the first time. You know, me and my friends, when we were growing up, we would say, we'd be like, man, you play too much. And it would be like you said something comical or whatever. You did something crazy. Like, man, you play too much. Ronald Acuna plays too much. I mean, Ohtani like slams on it. He rounds first, slams on a break. You round it hard, slams on a break. And Acuna's just pumping the glove, thinking about throwing behind him. Throw the ball. How many times do we tell our 10-year-olds?
Get it in.
Throw the ball.
Get it in.
Throw
all the
it
time.
Somewhere. Get the ball in. Acuna's out there going, jogging over to the ball. If that's how you're going to play, that's a loser. You're a losing player. In that moment, you're a losing player. Because guess what? Ohtani score. It's 5-3. Your team's ahead. Ohtani, I believe, is a leadoff hitter in the inning, if I remember right. He's a leadoff hitter in the inning. He ends up scoring to make it 5-4, and they end up tying the game. You gave them an extra base because you decided to get cute. Let me tell you, let me give another instance on Ronald Acuna. And I'm like you. I have never, like, there are people in here saying trade Acuna. The Braves are better with Acuna. We had a guy, and I honestly didn't realize it was like this, but a guy was like, I think the Braves are better without Acuna. So I looked it up. Do you know the Braves are like, what's their record, 78-55? They're like 25 or 26 games over 500 with Acuna, and they're under 500 without Acuna. The Braves are not better with Acuna. The criticism that we're having right now was in a win, by the way, where Ronald Acuna is one of the reasons that you win a lot of nights, okay? But this is the kind of stuff that happens that if you're trying to win a game, it puts more pressure on the players that are less talented than you.
I think you misspoke. You meant to say they're not better without him.
They're not better without him. They are under 500 without him, and they are like 25 or 26 games over 500 with him.
Listen, here's the root of my frustration with him. If that is a lesser player, I probably don't even mention it today. Ronald Acuna Jr. has so much God-given talent, and he gives off the vibe that he's not trying. And I don't know if he is or not. That there is a part of me that understands that's just sort of who he is, and I shouldn't read too much into it. And I think there's some truth there. Not everyone has to look like, you know, the best player of all time. And I think some of that is just who he is. But it's when you see plays like that, and when you see, just like I say, that vibe he gives off. And this goes back a long time. I mean, remember when Snicker pulls him when he doesn't run out to first? And we had a huge debate about that several years ago.
Oh, yes.
It feels like this has been a part of him for a very long time. And they can't get it out of him. I'm frustrated with him because I feel like he is, I want him 10 out of 10. Every day I want Ronald Acuna Jr. But I want him to not just solely rely on that golden arm that he has, the God-given talent. I want him to give max effort, especially in a game that could have massive playoff implications at the end of the season. That game in every way, Kwok, felt like a postseason game last night, which is what made it most fun. The one player who gave off the vibe that it was not that important was Ronald Acuna Jr., and that frustrates the heck out of me.
And you know what? I I said he plays too much. This is not just against the Dodgers, but he's not taking care of the things that you need to take care of to be a little more flamboyant in your play style. The guy's hitting 207 with runners in scoring position, okay? Like, you can't give up bases if you're not taking them back. We saw that last night. He couldn't even give you a productive out last night. Didn't even have a particularly good at-bat with runners in second, third, nobody out. A chance to win the game, for all intents and purposes, win the game in the eighth. This guy's at the plate, can't do it. Look, the Braves won last night, but they won because of lesser players. He's the most talented player on the team. He's hitting 207 with runners in scoring position since the start of July. Now, again, he was hurt for some of this. I'm not blaming him for the point in time that he's hurt. Since the start of July, Ronald Acuña Jr. is 21 for 112 at the plate. In the month of August, he's hitting 202 with an OPS of 633.
Listen, Texter said, say that again.
He is, since the start of July, he is 21 for 112 at the plate. He has 21 hits and 33 strikeouts since the start of July.
I mean, he's in a bad slump. And great players go in slumps. I feel confident he's going to get out of that at some point. I do. I'm, you know, that's we've seen him be so much better there. That's not even what frustrates me about him. I mean, I know that he's going up there in a clutch situation. I know he's not going up there trying to ground out. I mean, he's just not. He's trying. I feel confident he's trying in that situation. But even having Jeff Francoeur in the booth last night was fantastic too. And he gives you the insight on what he needs to do, you know, it's in this situation. And there was one moment on a strike, he says, see there, even there, he's dropping his hands. He's not locked in. So, I mean, you know, but Texter said, it looked to me like he was playing chicken with Ohtani. He saw him go, you know, and then there's some more to that. I would disagree for this reason. He was not ready to throw the ball when Ohtani did run. When Ohtani broke for second, he pumps and pumps and pumps like I'm not sure what to do with the ball. If you're playing chicken with someone, you want them to think that you're not ready when you really are. He was not ready to release the ball. He just wasn't.
That's right.
So for that reason, I don't think that was the situation last night.
I mean, that's legitimately something you do in the All-Star game. That's right. Something you do in the All-Star game where you're just playing with your buddy. Let's go to break. We've got Scott. We've got others on hold. We'll get to you guys on the other side. Hour one of the program continues next.
Want to stay up to date with everything the Roar has to offer? Follow us on social media at The Roar FM so you never miss a live show or event. The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
Grassnerds.com, local folks for local lawns. This is who you need to take care of your lawn. I've got some work going on in my house, and I've got some basic stuff going on construction-wise around my house. And after that's done, I'm going to take a good hard look at my yard because there need to be some changes. And I'm thinking Grassnerds is going to be part of the solution there because Grassnerds has a couple things that the competitors just don't. Number one is they really do a good job of knowing your lawn. They have the soil sample analysis they do once a year to make sure they're treating the lawn that actually exists, not the one they assume exists, and it's the same as your neighbor or the house three towns over, like a lot of folks do. The second thing is they're growing like gangbusters. The customer service is phenomenal because they have high satisfaction scores. They give you what you need in every season, every phase of your lawn. For more on how they can help you, grassnerds.com.
Forget the national noise. We are real talk for real fans. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar. The Roar.
Blue and white trucks rolling down the street. Fixing pipes and wires that can't be beat. Valley low. Hey, plunge.
electrical and HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
When you're stuck on the side of the road, you don't have time to wait. That's where Skinner Tire comes in. With top tire brands in stock, with fast, reliable service, they'll get you rolling again in no time. And if you can't make it to them, no problem. Their roadside trucks are ready to come to you. Flat tire? Blowout? New set needed? Call the folks Upstate Drivers Trust. Skinner Tire, 864-599-0026 for the best prices today.
From the folks who brought you Longview, Carolina, discover their newest offering, Falls Park at Kiawe, offering convenient lake access to Kiawe and Jocassee, along with legacy lots starting in the low 100s and heritage lots in the mid 250s. Falls Park at Kiawe brings you scenic living in a breathtaking environment. Mountain and Waterview Falls, lake living, unlike anything the upstate has had in past years. Place your reservation and find out more today at fallsparkatkiawe.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses.
Should do the thing I've been taught to do since I was 9 or try to bag ticket first against an all-star that can steal 50 bases. Like what, right. What you know, that's not even going to be a decision in my mind in a game of that magnitude. I just can't. I can't imagine if that's true. Which I'm gonna say that very well might be true. If that's true, then my decision making is going to be a lot more conservative than what his decision making has been.
Right. And we need his bat. I mean, we need it today. I mean, you got Chris Sale pitching, who is 12-9 with a 2. Whatever ERA, is getting no run support whatsoever. We've got to have Acuña's bat today. Because they're going to have to score with this Dodgers lineup 4 or 5 runs, and they haven't been doing that for Sale. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out. Before I go, can I ask a programming question? I know Ben's right there.
Sure.
Can
I ask sir.
In the past, during football seasons, y'all had on night shows, you had Mike Vaughn's Hitch and Pitch, you had Morgan Thomas' show, Ashby, I think, had a show. Are y'all going to do that this year? I haven't heard those, and are they on now?
Yes, to the first part, all of those shows will be on, and they will begin Monday night, as will Dabo's Tiger Hour from 8 to 9 on Monday. So, yes.
Good deal. All right, good deal. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thanks very much, Scott. Appreciate the phone call.
You know, on playing Acuña based off of potential, Scott's right on that. Acuña's still hitting second. Now, when this happened, when Austin Riley stunk out loud, and he's quietly coming back. I mean, Riley was hitting eighth last night. Seventh or eighth.
He was eighth last night, I believe.
And he's been eighth for a while. His on-base percentage, his batting average is actually really similar to Ronald Acuña, who's still in the two-hole. So, are you going to keep him at two until he let him work himself out of this in the two-hole, or are you going to move him down and try to get a little more consistency at the top of the order?
Do you think 28 games is a big enough sample size? Like, if I give you the last 28 games he's played, is that a decent sample size?
Yeah, that's a long slump, but it happens.
So, in that 28 games, since he came off the injured list with a hamstring on July 27th, Ronald Acuña's hitting .188. He's got 21 hits and 33 strikeouts. He's only walked 8 times. His OPS is .614. He does have 6 home runs, but a lot of that power came early. In the last 3 weeks, he's basically done nothing. I mean, he's got a home run. Let me see. He's got 1 home run since the Home run he hit in Yankee Stadium back on the 8th, so 3 weeks ago, back on Saturday. He's got one home run, I think maybe two doubles, mostly singles, in the last five games against Milwaukee and the Dodgers, where his team has scored more than four runs one time. It was last night. He is 2-for-20, and according to, we've worked together on the Adams Curving text line, we've got these numbers now, 2-for-20, and he's left 18 runners on base. He has no RBIs. He's left 18 on base. Ben, that is a guy, and this is a worst-case scenario for Weiss. The reason I bring this up, it's a worst-case scenario for Weiss, because what I'm describing is a guy that can't hit at the top of the order, and he can't hit in the middle of the order, and because he's Ronald Acuna, I think it is different from Austin Riley because he is a little more of a lightning bolt when he gets on base and he can steal and do all those kinds of things. He can't hit at the bottom of the order. You have to play him, but he's not profiling like any kind of hitter. And that's the sticky situation that Walt Weiss finds himself in. There's also this thing where there are a number of guys who aren't hitting great. It's not like he's the only sore thumb. I mean, we're talking about Acuna and Riley, and there have been some mini slumps in there. Ozzie's been in a mini slump at times, and Dubon kind of has cooled off a little, and some of that stuff has happened. So it's not like you've got seven guys absolutely in fuego, and then you've got Acuna and Riley. It would be easier to drop them down there. He's got to find a way to get on base more, strike out less, get on base more until that power comes back. Let's go to Bob, who's up with us next. 654 Roar is the number, Pratt Andrew Lawyer's phone lines. Hey, Bob.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, y'all struck a nerve.
All right.
I go back to Aaron last year in Atlanta. My dad carried me as just a small boy. And I played ball coming up. I mean, my daddy would have come out on the field and whipped me if I had pull some of these bonehead moves. The problem is, our only World Series this decade, and only one since 95, Acuna wasn't even playing.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts. I think Aaron Murphy, Jones, and Jones, when Bobby had to pull Andrew when he was a young kid.
See, and that's I'm glad you brought this up because that's one thing I keep going back to. Andrew Jones, Braves Hall of Famer now, drove people crazy with the catching fly balls below his shoulder and swinging at every breaking ball that bounced three times and not running hard out of the box all the time. Oh, yeah. The exact same stuff people were saying about Ronald Acuna, they're saying about Andrew Jones, and now he's a Braves legend. I do think that some of this is prisoner in the moment stuff, and it is true that Andrew Jones was a World Series hero before he ever really played in the big leagues. I mean, a 95 World Series, a guy comes in, or was it 96, he comes in and hits the two home runs and has an amazing start to his career. But so that's a little different. But I do see some parallels to the way I remember people talking about Andrew Jones and the way I felt about Andrew Jones. And the way Braves fans are talking about Ronald Acuna right now.
I just think, I hope his maturity, I mean, the clock is ticking. Well, we got to make and let's be honest, we're not exactly, Liberty Media is not exactly throwing around money like pennies. So we have to make a decision on Acuna. He needs to mature. Things like last night will bite you in the posterior in playoff time. And he's got to fix that. But good show, fellas. See you.
All right, thanks, Bob. Appreciate the phone call. I see what you're saying there on that with Acuna. He's 28 years old. As we're talking about, he's going to do some of this. There isn't like great urgency here because the next 2 years of his contract are club options at $17 million. The Braves are easily going to pick those up. So you got two more cracks at it with Acuna before you really even need to talk about long-term stuff. And at that point, he'll be 30. His first free agent year is when he's 31. So I'm not sure that there's urgency to like figure out what Acuna. I think Ronald Acuna is going to be there till 2028 for sure. And I think they're going to be able to get a deal done. Liberty Media is not printing money like the Dodgers. They're also not, you know, committing alleged felonies like the Dodgers. But they're not doing badly. They're making money. Every time they release these quarterly numbers, they are not poor. They're not hurting. The Braves have like a top 12 payroll every year now in Major League Baseball. And when they buy at the deadline, they're sitting at 8-9 sometimes. So I don't think the Braves are hurting, and I think Ronald Acuna might be here long term. He just needs to help them win a World Series this year if they can. Hour one is done. Hour two is next.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAA.